Hello, this is Ross Conrad, and I'll be reading to you my article that appears in the June edition of Bee Culture magazine. The title of the article is "The Brave New World of Beekeeping Created by Our Climate Emergency, Part 1. A somber look at some of the ways the unsustainable use of fossil fuels is damaging our industry. The climate crisis is rapidly changing our world. Extended droughts, severe flooding, devastating wildfires, extreme windstorms, and bankrupting crop failures are causing billions of dollars in damage annually and claiming thousands of lives. Once-in-a-century disasters are occurring with alarming frequency, destabilizing society, exacerbating conflicts over minerals, water, food, and land, and increasing refugee migration. There are numerous variables that are linked to this well-documented global warming phenomenon, most notably the burning of huge amounts of petroleum, coal, and methane, also known as natural gas. In an effort to help quell widespread public outrage, this crisis that has been created by greed, criminality, and political corruption is usually referred to by the relatively innocuous-sounding term climate change. The change being that the relatively stable climate which all living organisms have adapted to and all of human civilization is built upon has been radically destabilized. Since we the people have so far failed to demand accountability from the fossil fuel companies and those that finance their operations, we are forced to contend with the destructive results. We can no longer count on such basic things, such as reliable temperature ranges, steady ocean acidity and sea levels, or precipitation amounts that continue to fall within the parameters that society and life on Earth have historically relied on and organized around. The destabilization of our climate is having detrimental effects on human civilization and living systems, including the health and welfare of honeybees and other pollinators. Honeybees have evolved to be highly dependent upon environmental conditions such as the amount of daylight, temperature, and rainfall. These environmental cues affect honeybees' individual behavior and physiology, as well as the overall development and timing of the colony's biological events, known as phenology. Additionally, we are increasingly seeing extreme weather events shift the distribution and phenology of flowering plants upon which pollinators rely. This often results in a mismatch between pollinator activity and the blossoming of pollinator food plants, a loss of coordination that can lead to deadly consequences for both fauna and flora. For example, mild winters in temperate regions can lead plants to mistakenly anticipate the imminent arrival of spring. This leads to earlier flowering of important foraging plants while honeybee colonies remain inactive or exhibit low activity. At the same time, mild winters can stimulate colonies to start their brood rearing in earnest much sooner than usual, or never pause raising brood during winter at all. This can lead to hives running low on food reserves before blossoming plants are available. Research has shown that brood raising activities seriously impact the consumption of stored honey, with colonies that raise brood all winter requiring twice the amount of honey typically required by broodless colonies. A winter break in the brood cycle has also proven itself to be a potent tool that colonies can use to help keep varroa mites in check. Usually, in temperate regions, honeybee colonies stop raising young for a period of time during winter. Since varroa mites can only reproduce in sealed brood, mite populations during this period tend to decrease. In the presence of brood, varroa destructor can continue to reproduce and mite population levels increase. This leads to higher infestation levels at the beginning of the colony's productive season. Throughout the spring and summer, mite population levels double approximately every month. When colonies start the season with high mite levels, economic and survival thresholds are reached much faster. Additionally, the presence of winter brood reduces the efficacy of winter treatments that target the phoretic mites, not hidden away and reproducing in capped cells. The winter period of broodlessness in hives is theorized to be a major factor that will also help North American honeybees successfully navigate Triple-A lapse mite infestation should this cousin of Varroa ever make it to U.S. shores. A honeybee colony's health is closely associated with the nutritional state of the individuals that make up the hive population. Access to adequate protein in the form of pollen is critical to overwintering success and early spring development. This is why the findings of drastically reduced protein content of pollen is extremely concerning. Researchers studied the protein content of goldenrod, an important late-season pollen source for bees in much of the country. The data was especially informative since it incorporated historical goldenrod pollen samples in the analysis. It appears that in a high carbon dioxide atmosphere, plants on Earth produce more carbohydrates and less protein, since a clear link was found between rising atmospheric carbon and reduced protein in the pollen. The warming planet is projected to increase the geographic range in which certain diseases and pests are able to thrive. While Nosema serrana is an issue for all beekeepers, it is primarily considered to be a problem for beekeepers in warmer climates. This may be due to the vulnerability of the parasite's spores to lower temperatures. The average global temperature can be expected to continue to rise as a result of the deliberately engineered delays in transitioning human society from dirty and expensive fossil fuels to much cleaner and more affordable renewable energy sources. The resulting higher temperatures can be expected to expand the geographic range where Nosema will be a major problem. An expanding range of distribution is likely to also apply to some of North America's newly introduced honeybee pests, such as the small hive beetle, which was first identified in the U.S. in the late 1990s. While the beetle is able to overwinter in northern hives, its ability to successfully reproduce is hampered in colder regions of the country. The same can be said for the more recent arrival of the Asian hornet, also known as the yellow-legged hornet, which also originated from a tropical climate and can be expected to expand its range and thrive in areas further north as the planet continues to warm. Beekeepers are also vulnerable to health issues stemming from the expanding range of organisms that vector diseases. Various species of ticks and mosquitoes are examples of organisms that have already spread far beyond their original range and are transporting diseases like Lyme, bird flu, West Nile virus, and Eastern equine encephalitis that are increasingly popping up in new places. Farms are critical to the beekeeping industry. Not only do many farms provide valuable forage that beekeepers rely on to harvest large crops of honey, but pollination services provided to farms are the primary source of income for the majority of the commercial beekeeping industry. The climate crisis is projected to decrease forage availability and dramatically shift the types of plants bees utilize to gather nectar. In the future, the plants from which honey is produced and how the honey looks, smells, and tastes in many areas of the country is likely to be significantly different from what it has been in the past. American farmers are taking big hits right now from the dramatic and rapid cuts to agricultural-related budgets and agencies. For example, before recently being eliminated by the current administration, the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, purchased about $2 billion worth of U.S.-grown crops annually for humanitarian aid programs worldwide. Meanwhile, USDA budget and staffing cuts have terminated thousands of employees and ended funding for programs that impact farmers, food banks, and schools. American farmers are sure to feel the negative effect of these cuts. U.S. honeybee labs have also been caught up in the staffing cuts and budget reductions as a result of the efforts of the recently created Department of Government Efficiency. Even researchers who have spent their lives studying our climate's decline and long-term studies that have been critical to helping us understand what is happening and why have been shut down. Such actions, taken under the guise of saving money, are going to make things much more difficult and costly for farmers and beekeepers as we navigate the mounting climate challenges. Today's modern farms rely heavily on migrant workers. Agricultural work is physically demanding and the pay is so low, most Americans are not interested in doing this type of work. Meanwhile, many migrants have been forced off their farms due to the climate crisis's impacts that have caused crop failures and trade agreements that have flooded their home countries with cheap U.S. imports that effectively destroyed local markets. These people often risk their lives to travel to the U.S. in an effort to get work to improve their situations and those of their families. The current administration's efforts to deport as many illegal and legal migrants as they can threatens the viability of American farmers. As we lose these agricultural workers, we will lose those farms that are unable to find replacements. This will lead to the cost of food increasing and the beekeeping industry losing a substantial portion of its pollination market. As beekeepers, we should be standing together with and in support of migrant workers, since in many ways, the beekeeping industry's destiny is tied to theirs. Next month, in part two of this article, we will explore some of the practices beekeepers can adopt in efforts to try to limit many of these negative impacts of the climate crisis. This has been Ross Conrad, and I want to thank you for taking the time to listen and for subscribing to Bee Culture Magazine.